I know how much you like this dress. You don't tell me, but I've noticed how you've been staring. How you've been undressing me with your eyes, thinking I don't see. Maybe I should feel uncomfortable. We are only friends after all. But I kind of like it. So I make sure to wear the dress a lot around you. Sometimes, before I leave the house, in it I look at myself in the mirror and try to see what you see when you're staring like that. How the color makes my skin glow. How tight the fabric is over my soft tits. Cleavage, drawing the attention to them. The skirt is flowy, light material. It ends just above the knee. If I run in it, you might just catch a glimpse of my underwear. I mean, I always liked that dress, but since I saw your reaction, it makes me feel so seductive. I can't get it out of my head, the way you look at me when you think I'm not noticing. Like you just want to pull me close, yank up my dress and rip off my panties and just take me right there. I wonder whether you lay awake at night imagining how it would be. Because I certainly do. I imagine you pin me against the wall, your fingers digging into my arms, holding me in place. You tell me how you've needed this for so long, how desperately you need to have me, to taste me, to fuck me. And then you press your lips onto mine. You're demanding, impatient, there's no more hesitation. My mouth starts wandering to my jaw, down my neck. I can hear you growl in between the kisses and nibbles on my skin. Then you stop, and I can't help but gasp at the loss of contact. Arms up, you tell me, as you pull the dress over my body, over my hat, and drop it to the floor. I can't help but feel vulnerable, almost naked, only my most delicate parts covered. And you tower over me, so tall and strong, looking at me like a beast about to devour its prey. And yet I can feel myself ache for you, growing wetter, burning, throbbing for you. I unhook my brow while you undress quickly, eyes still resting on me. As I slide down my panties, you drop to your knees. You yank up my left leg, giving you access to my dripping wet core. I squirm, feeling your breath between my lips. And then I feel your tongue, soft and warm, broadly licking at first, and then your lips on my clit, your other hand groping my breast. You moan quietly, your voice is vibrating against my sensitive pink wet mouth. I look down at you, and I can see you're stroking yourself. Your cock is hard. My legs start to creak, my mind is being clouded with pleasure, and I can't think about anything else but your tongue and your hands, your cock. When you rise up, we once more kiss deeply. I can taste myself on your lips. You press your body against mine, your cock hard on my skin. Then you hook your arms under my thighs, gripping tightly, digging your nails into me. You lift me up, propping me against the wall, positioning me just how you need it to fuck me. I sling my legs around your hips, and my arms around your neck. I'm kneading your clothes. You enter me slowly, making me feel every inch, enjoying what a quivering, moaning mess I am for you. Then you start moving inside of me, slowly, only getting faster, thrusting into me so deep. You rest your forehead on mine, and you ask whether I'm close, and all I can do is just nod my head. Suddenly, the thrusts get so much faster. You're thrusting so much deeper into me. I can feel your desperation. I can feel your need to have me come for you. Then I do. Loudly. Without any sense of composure, I let myself fall into you. I hear you growl as I tighten. You twitch inside of me, I can feel it. Only a few more messy deep thrusts, and you come into me as well. Push me against the wall. Coming down from our hive, we open our eyes. We're panting, both of us. And then the tension between us breaks. We got what we wanted. You gently put me down, and as you hand me the dress, you flash me that friendly, genuine smile I know so well. Our desperate hunger for each other is satisfied, for now. But I know that we will end up like this again. And if I'm being honest, I don't mind.